Caritas Internationalis, with Pope Francis's blessing, launched its first ever global campaign on Tuesday to end world hunger by 2025. One Human Family, Food for All, is the name of the Caritas initiative, inaugurated with a wave of prayer set to travel around the world. Caritas groups across the globe are praying at 12 p.m. local time, starting just east of the international dateline and travelling west across Oceania, Asia, Africa, Europe and the Americas, all the way back to the Pacific Ocean. Susie Hodges spoke to Michel Roy, Secretary General of Caritas Internationalis, to find out more about this original idea.
The idea came when the steering committee was doing some brainstorming on the best ideas to launch this global worldwide campaign that Caritas Internationalis decided at its last General Assembly. And the idea that why not root the campaign into prayer came up, and then the idea that why not everyone invited to pray at 12 o'clock wherever he is. You have to start 12 o'clock from the separation line of time, which is in the middle of the Pacific. And this is the idea of the wave going east to west from Samoa Islands all through Oceania, Asia, Africa and Europe, and then crossing the Atlantic and going through Americas back to Cook Islands to close the wave. Right now, we have almost 100 Caritas organizations throughout the world that are clearly signaled to us how they will contribute to the wave of prayer. It's not really praying for the campaign. It's praying that we will have a world without hunger in some time and that we, all of us, have to work for it. Globally, what we've been thinking about is that it has to start from everyone individually. We, especially in the northern developed countries, waste a lot of food. It is said that about 40% of the food which is produced is being lost. And so we have a lot to do individually to change our ways, our behavior, ways of relating to food. To grow an animal like a cow, it takes so much cereals and water that if we would opt for eating less meat or no meat at all, then there would be more food available for others who are suffering from hunger. So it's an invitation to everyone to look at how we consume food and change our ways of behaving there. But at other levels, you know, the international community since 1948, when the Declaration of Human Rights was adopted, includes the right to food for everyone. And the reality, as we all know, is very far from that. The international community decided in 2000 to reduce hunger by half by 2015, and the reality today is that there are as many people suffering from hunger as in 2000, 840 million according to the UN statistics. It went above 1 billion after the financial crisis in 2008, and now it's back, but it's still too much. It's scandalous to have so many people suffering from hunger. So the international community must again work on this as a priority. The right to food has been adopted as such by the UN a number of years ago, but we've seen that less than 15 countries have integrated this international right into national law. So one of our works during the coming year will be to try to make parliamentarians and governments around the world where this law does not exist work on it. There are good examples like Brazil that have put that into practice and succeeded in really lowering the number of people who are suffering from hunger. So there it's international because we want the UN in 2016 at the General Assembly to have a special session on how the right to food is being implemented worldwide. But it's also a national target for many member organizations to raise the attention of their respective parliamentarians and governments to make this happen. And I think it's a concrete target, concrete objective. We know in the northern world, so many people are facing access to food problem, a family without anything in the fridge, going out and asking for food from Caritas or another organization. There's something which has become more frequent recently because of the increasing consequences of the present crisis. In the South, many people are doing their best to work and produce food, They are prevented from doing so by market policies that are imposed upon them. Every Caritas wants to show that there is a way out by relying on the families, encouraging them, and making it possible through an enabling environment for them to produce food for themselves and their villages and the cities. 2014 will also be the International Year on Family Farming, and this is a very important move that we are going to promote as well.